Now, the rest of the story. So, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the Midnight Bride. The British were coming. A force of 2,000 had already landed. Colonial resistance would have to be mustered. And to this purpose, one colonist rode off through the darkness to alert the others, but that midnight rider was not Paul Revere. This is the rest of the story. The town of Danbury was on fire. British troops had landed at Westport one spring evening, 1777. Their redcoat army had marched inland and Danbury fell. Homes were burned. Provisions and munitions and medical supplies were destroyed. Somebody had to get word to Colonel Ludington. His militia was desperately needed. A messenger arrived at the Colonel's Fredericksburg home that same evening. Breathless, he pointed toward the eastern horizon. The sky was crimson. Danbury is burning, he gasped. Now, the Colonel's men were in their own homes, scattered throughout the vast countryside. And the exhausted messenger had just ridden a formidable 15 miles. Someone else would have to sound the alarm and summon the soldiers, and the only one else available to do it was Colonel Ludington's aide. Colonel Ludington's aide. Now, the aide was warned it would be a dangerous mission. British soldiers may be encountered anywhere along the way. The area was also crawling with opportunistic outlaws who might kill anyone just to steal a horse. But the aide was resolute, and on a steed named Star, galloped off into the night. First south along the river, then on to Shaw's Pond. At each farmhouse, the aide shouted, "Danbury's burning! Gather at Ludington's!" A gentle rain began to fall. Reaching Mahopac, the aide turned north and headed for Stormville. Some doors flew open at the sound of Star's hoofs. Other militia men were sound asleep in their beds, but the cry that greeted them was always the same. "Danbury is burning! Danbury is burning! Gather at Ludington's!" It was raining harder now. At one point along the 40 miles of unfamiliar roads, the aide spotted several horsemen in the distance. There was just enough moonlight breaking through the clouds to reveal what looked like British uniforms, but the aide laid low until they passed and managed to return to Colonel Ludington's by sunrise. The American Revolution was then far from a sure thing. George Washington's army had already been defeated many times. Colonial courage was running low, and yet in the midst of this uncertainty, the midnight ride of Colonel Ludington's aide not only called an army together, but it rekindled the freedom fire in men's hearts. That rider survived the revolution to be praised in Alexander Hamilton's own handwriting and to be visited personally by General Washington, who expressed his profound thanks. And yet while the poet Longfellow was applauding Revere, a very modest headstone in an ancient cemetery is the only monument to the colonel's aide, this other rider, whose ride that night was twice as long as Paul Revere's, and by the way, 100 times more dangerous. And all the more remarkable because the midnight rider who called Putnam County to arms was also Colonel Ludington's daughter, a mere girl of 16. And now you know the rest of the story.